This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe you're not hip enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
He's not even going to be on the mic. You know he's not going to. He's going to be laying on the floor stretching his fucking back.
Everybody knows that the fact of the matter is...
What are you talking about? I'm right here.
Yeah, but will you be?
Make me, though.
You'll be rolling around on the ball if you have something to...
The appropriate time, I'll talk.
Okay, I'm just saying, can't you make a little room for Bryn over there? That's all I'm saying.
Bryn can come in here. Is that stepping out for a sec?
Oh, hey, did you hear that, Bryn? Is that stepping out? Boy, this sounds terrible. It's like the biggest noise gate I've ever heard.
Oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Hooman, I want to go to a movie with you. It's been a while. No?
Sorry, hold on. I need to talk to you that real quick.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, see? He's not even going to use the
mic. I know, rents from the room.
What? Don't you hear that, like, noise gate thing? Here.
Who's this?
Those are Vinny's. I guess. Here, put this on and listen to.
What am I listening
to? How the gate just closes. It's like a. Every time you talk, it's a pop.
Yeah, so this.
Terrible.
I thought he just fixed that stuff.
That's the problem.
This looks all right.
A lot of it was just worked on with the compressors and stuff.
It's yeah. The compression sounds
he
awful.
He needs to do some stuff on it.
Well,
leave all this in.
Yeah, that's
and I think
unacceptable.
They're just playing with levels, and when
let's just play with the level.
He said he's gonna stick around. Do you want me to get him, or you what? You want to wait till after?
Well, they need to have all five people. Can you guys hear that, Uzi?
Let me turn it up. Hold on, I like
yours. Probably sounds all right, but mine sounds.
Talk.
Hello. Every time I jump in, it feels like it's gated,
jarring,
coming back, and forth. Right.
Mm.
All right. Whatever.
Sounds perfect.
Did Bryn walk out?
Yeah, Bryn, I think he's trying to figure
something
out.
Don't you have the best equipment in the world and stuff should all be fixed? What's the point of having all this?
Okay, which one are you?
I don't know.
All this, I can't even hear it. Yeah, what's the point of having all this great wiring and stuff without being able to...
Vinny, can you talk?
You ever think about butt-fucking guys?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Two.
So I started my day?
I'm just taking it all way down.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you started your day.
You mean you got butt fucked.
Yeah, I got banged this morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we don't usually wake up at the same time, but we did today because we had to be here. He had a dental appointment at 8, so, you know, woke up with him tweaking my nipple. That's how I know. That's his little indicator.
Kapoor.
Cute, right?
5 minutes, Kapoor.
And then Kapoor, how much time you got? Kapoor. Just let me in. 1 minute. And then,
Can you have
so Scott, you were saying,
thing?
Yeah, so
we
got,
can't we
you
can't
got
talk about
fucked right when you woke up this morning.
Yes, I was
now
woken
when
up.
You when that happens, do you just like get up on all fours or are you?
Why are we discussing?
I'm just wondering.
It sounds like an
issue. Do you lay face up or face down?
It depends.
Like you guys
on the...
kiss when it's happening.
Kiss. And... Oh God, please. I've known it for 10 years. That's creepy. God, Sarah, you're so creepy. You really can kill a mood. it's such.
You don't like
kill.
The kiss?
It's fine intermittently when we're doing other stuff.
But like while he's thrusting you, you don't want him kissing you too.
While he's what?
Thrusting you.
Oh, I thought you said dressing you. No, when he's thrusting me from behind, we're on our side usually.
Oh.
I'm watching
spoon?
The clock.
Oh, so he's not. You're not face to face.
No, I'm timing him. I'm like, you seriously have 5 minutes, and then
I
he finishes, and then you know we finish usually relatively simultaneously, and then he.
You ever fake it?
Yeah, no, I don't have to yet. And then he literally kicks me out of bed. Says, get out.
Doesn't anything happen?
What do you mean?
Well, you splooge, right?
Yeah, there's yeah.
There's no faking that.
There's a full exclamation.
How are you
going to
fake that?
Are
yeah,
you doing
no.
this just to upset the people standing in this room with
a full release. There's a full release.
Right.
There's an exchange of information. And then I go and rinse off because I don't want to dirty the sheets because of Ralph Lauren.
Well, that's gross, Scott.
And then, thanks, Bryn. And then we start our day.
Oh,
sounds
yeah,
nice.
And then he leaves me alone for a couple of days. It's really nice right after because I think, oh, now I get a break for a few
the
days.
The clock
worry
starts
about
on your break.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what are you guys?
I punch out for a few days.
I thought that was the whole appeal, you know,
I get off campus.
That you guys could do it every day. So you're.
Well, you could do it every hour if it were up to him, or every 2 minutes. You know that he can. That he
I
can shoot twice on the same
I don't
boner.
Really
he can.
Know.
He can shoot twice on the same boner. We've talked about.
That's I'm great. Just so sad that people don't like to make out after a certain point. It's a bummer. I mean, I don't want to make out exclusively like Hooman does, but,
yeah,
you know.
Hooman loves making
I
out.
I want to kiss. Yeah, crying
nice.
Out loud.
Woman, by the way, I met a woman at the Punchline that you went out with, and she's really cute.
Oh.
Yeah, and then she Rachel? Called you, and you never called her again.
Where's Rachel?
Yeah, I can't remember. She was really Latina-looking, very pretty, maybe late 20s, early 30s.
And she said Hooman ghosted her?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but you don't have a name. This all sounds made up,
she
as
was
usual.
She's still hurt, actually. But she was very smiley about it, and she's fine if you call her again. She kind of
Yeah, but you don't
it.
Know her name. You don't have a number.
Rita.
I should have written
five,
it down.
Five,
yeah, yeah.
Rita.
Rita.
I thought she was hot. Yeah, I thought she was nice. Yeah.
I never went on a date with a Rita.
Yeah, so kissing is nice with strangers, but not with people I know. It's uncomfortable.
I find lately, because we've had the make-out thing, so I was like, hey, John, let's make out, because we've had this conversation. And it was funny because it knocked him over the top. Like,
really?
I was on top, and I, you know, we're having fun, and everything's
going. Oh, and then
you
have to lean forward, and your
forward,
titties touch his chest.
And I gave him this, you know, kind of a deep kiss. And he was like, oh, and that was it. It was over.
I'm right.
Like,
oh, right.
Thank God.
So he didn't fall out.
You too.
I could start the timer on my break again.
God. Oh, right. That's a good. That's good. I'll try that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'll give it a try.
Really put him over.
Yeah. All right.
Wait. You can get on top of him?
What do you mean?
He can lay on his back.
Yeah.
And you can get on top of him.
Yes.
And do it face to face?
Yes.
Well, they can do it missionary style.
We do. We can do all the positions. We have all the variety available to us. We have the variety pack. We have the you know, Rice Krispies. We have
do
the cornflakes. We have all the positions. We have the Cocoa Pops.
It actually does sound improved.
We have the Count Chocula.
No, I don't understand. All this nonsense doesn't make any sense.
Or do you just want to plug in and listen?
So you're saying that you that's one of the positions
the
you regularly
loops.
Do.
We can if we like.
But you do you.
Not my favorite.
Okay.
Because eye contact, again, awkward.
What is your favorite?
Awkward.
Is
yeah, I've got a lot of stuff going on in my head. There's a lot of voices. I'm playing through a movie. Really, with the looking. Anyway.
Why don't we give some people some advice now that we've scared everyone away from the podcast?
You know, come on.
It was strange. I was trying to be nice like we are now on Sunday night, the Punchline. I think I texted you, Sarah. I'm trying a new thing, like this new technique. And the audience just stared at me for 10 minutes. And then again last night in the Mission at the right spot. Stared at me. Trying to be nice. Talk about nice things.
Oh, so then what you're saying is you had to go for the jugular.
I did. Yeah, I think they prefer that. It's weird.
Well, maybe that's what they expect from you.
I guess. I don't think they know who I am on a Monday night at the right spot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Are you guys done?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
I didn't even think we'd started the show yet.
Oh,
I thought
have
we were
we
still
started?
Working on... No, we haven't started yet.
It actually sounds a lot better. Like, even as we're explosively yelling at each other, it's...
It sounds
not,
a lot better already.
It does. Yeah. It does
Are we
going to
leave all the spoogey stuff
so
in? And all that? Thank you very much.
No, we haven't... That's all... That was all just for
good
the
show,
engineer.
Everyone. Good show.
Good show. Thank you. Nice
we'll
talking
up.
To you. Good luck,
there.
Good luck. Thanks a lot. Can we get a movie? Are we going to leave the banging, the butt banging in the morning?
That's not... No, that's not the show.
Bang me in the
Now we can start. Go ahead. Introduce
and I just
us.
Just walk away. Don't soil my new sheets, please. Just go and wash up the stuff. Ooh.
What soils the sheets? Is it the shit covered cock?
That's
or
what I was
saying.
Oh, jeez. We can't use any of this.
Scott,
I'm very clean.
How much preparation
you can
does
eat
it take?
Off me. No, it's the.
Hold on. I want to hear that. I want to hear that.
It's whatever comes out.
Did you hear that?
I don't know what
Brynn
means.
Asked.
What,
how much preparation does it take for you to
like? Do you have to go
that?
Do
like,
a douche or?
No, I'm very clean usually, even in
how
the
do
morning.
You know?
Well, because I've never seen the sound man is crossing his arms and backing away right now with his headphones
on. You do
like,
enemas? And stuff?
I'm in hell right now.
He doesn't hear the other question. He can't hear the question.
The funny thing is, he's got a '70s gay porn stash on, which
can
I thought.
Can Scott not hear me?
You're more comfortable. No, Brynn, I heard it. I'm finally always. I'm like a Boy Scout. Always,
you're ready to go no matter
always
what.
Always clean and shiny.
Don't
always
you poop
my shoes
in the morning?
Polished. Pardon me?
I would think that there'd be something like on deck that might be an issue.
No, usually not. I mean, as far as I know, he's
there's
never
a torpedo in the chambers.
Well, it's funny because usually you're right. Usually I'm able to release that at about 9 a.m. And then if he bangs me, it comes out earlier. But nothing comes out on his. I know how to hold it in.
Okay.
Yeah, you hold your breath for 30 seconds. You can do anything. Shall we do the letter now?
I mean, I don't want to rush
so
you.
Has
weird.
There been moments where like he yeah. pulls his out and then it's like shit covered?
No,
and, like,
Brynn, I just told
that,
you.
Chocolate covered,
like,
I think is what
on
you
his
saying.
Hand maybe.
No, Brynn, that's
as he's,
your
like,
thing. No, there's no. It can happen to straights. It's not just a gay thing, by the way. I mean, Sarah, you like a bit of
No, I don't.
Well, John licked his finger, and so when you pulled your finger
out—that's the secret show everyone wants to hear.
Yeah,
though,
when you
unedited.
Pulled your finger out, has there ever been the one need where a you manicure? Came
unfortunately, afterward. That one was with Icky, and Icky was not taping the shows.
You fingered
so,
Icky? Oh my
no,
god, that's why
I
he
didn't.
Left. No,
I
yeah,
told that
that's
one.
True. I do have the edited version of that, though. Really if you
want we don't want
that.
The edited version. We want the unedited version.
We want the poop.
That is really too bad.
Right before.
Unfortunately, that.
So no, I'm
that
clean.
One will never see the light of day.
Thanks for asking.
Okay, here we go. Hey, radio family, longtime listener, looking for some bad advice. I'll try to keep it short as possible. Please do not say my name. I'm 30 years old. I'm a female. I recently moved in with an old boyfriend. We've been seeing each other about 2 years, and things have been great thus far. So 2 years in, both around 30, and they've moved in. Mm. Things were going well in our relationship, so when our rental leases ended at the same time, we were both on board to move to a new place together. Well, we're about 3 months into a one-year lease, and I'm seeing a side of my boyfriend I've never seen before. This is why you move in first. Mm. I'm sorry, whatever your grandma is telling you, don't listen to her.
Or
you need to live
in.
With someone. Yeah. If you're thinking long-term marriage, et cetera, don't let the marriage day be the first day you live together. Be a sinner, right, Hooman?
I disagree.
Okay. So maybe you'll change your mind after hearing what this woman's going through.
Or if you ever call somebody back.
Okay, so I'm seeing a side of my
boyfriend. I
don't
even know the girl's name or anything, bro. He's not usual.
I'm seeing a side of my boyfriend that I've never seen before. It is rare when we can go a whole day without him blowing up at me, which was not at all the case before we moved in together. He gets very upset with me for the smallest things, even when it's not directly affecting him and can be easily fixed. For example, I accidentally spilled a small amount of beer on our leather couch, and before I was able to clean it, he started yelling at me saying I'm a fucking idiot and I need to be more careful. Oh, that would not
go well with you.
Choice of relationship.
I'd be so mad. Someone calls you a fucking idiot while they're yelling at you. Oh, like my chest just clenched up thinking about that.
I'm so punching your mouth.
Dude, could you even stop yourself?
I'm not saying I would. I would hit a lady who talked to me like that, but I mean, you don't talk. You're starting a fight.
Yeah, oh, you are just on so many levels belittling and demeaning.
Yeah, that is really.
Is fucking retard off the list as well? You're
that
fucking
is off the list.
Okay. Yeah, right. You just can't. You just
nice,
can't.
Scott. Right.
Yeah, that's thanks, we don't even use that liked, word. That's yeah. That's wow. Really you, insulting.
Yeah, really terrible.
Okay, here we go. So I'm a fucking idiot. I need to be more careful. Another time I made him breakfast and I didn't see a small amount of pancake batter left on the kitchen counter and he yelled at me saying I'm fucking lazy and stupid. After I know.
He might be right. Anyway, go on. Well,
after the yelling, I usually tell him something along the lines of his behavior is unacceptable. If he's upset about something, he needs to have a constructive disagreement with me without calling me names or yelling. This typically results in us not talking for the rest of the night, and he ends up apologizing the next morning for his actions and promises he will change.
Too late.
Mm-hmm. 2 days ago, he left for a work conference, and he blew up on me again right before he was about to leave, so I told him it was good he's leaving since I needed some time to clear my head and figure out if I want to continue in this relationship. So what should I do?
Easy.
Change the locks, move your shit out, one or the other.
He leaves or you do.
Oh, my God, this is over.
So if you like the place and you want to fight for the place, then that's the move.
Put his stuff in the hall and change the locks.
But if you feel like it's not rent that you can carry or you don't, you know, dig the spot, then move on. Get out of there. Go to a friend's house till you find a place you want to live, and then, because that is no one you need to be hanging with. Imagine how much worse that gets the longer you stick around.
Listen to this, too.
Right?
So she's basically saying, individually, we don't have the means to pay for our apartment. We're both on the lease. I would have to somehow coexist with him in our tiny one-bedroom apartment for the next 9 months until our lease ends. He works from home, so he's always there, and I have a dog I take care of, so trying to avoid the apartment, such as staying in a friend's house, is not really an option. Another part of me really wants to make it work if this issue can be fixed. Okay.
You know what bothers me about what you just said there?
Because which part?
It's the part at the end where they go, and I can't leave because there's too many reasons why. Here they are. You need to leave. Mm-hmm. That's that. The end. So you need, like, I have a friend who's been looking for work, and he's got these parameters set on what he can and can't. And I'm like, that is bullshit. That little circle that you have there.
Mm-hmm.
You need to just figure it out. You
make
need to
that not, the number one priority.
You
all
can't,
the other stuff.
All that stuff about, oh, the dog, and figure it out. Get out of there, because this person has a problem.
And it's not going to get better.
Right.
He's probably holding back right now. Like, I don't know why you didn't see this in the 2 years. She's like crying. He was my person. You know, she loves him so much.
I'm so
and now
sorry.
They move in together, and I'm, yeah.
How I bad think must that hurt?
It must kill, but this is just the beginning of it.
Right. These excuses, though, I hate that setup with excuses. Like, everybody has trials and tribulations in life. You just found some new ones, which include how to get out of there. So get out of there. That's the deal.
Or be more careful with his stuff. I mean, you know, when you live with someone, it can be really annoying when people are breaking things and spilling things. It's like, it's all about compromise. Why does he have to change? Like, why can't you both change? Why can't you just stop dropping things and stop pretending like you're renting the place? And, you know, you are renting it, but, you know, make it more your home. Maybe you're not invested in living together. Maybe it's you. Maybe if we got him in here, we'd hear a different story.
Hooman, what are your thoughts on this?
What you guys said, not Scott, Sarah and Vinny, I mean, run. This just sounds, I mean, even just after the first time I would have packed up, but it's weird that you didn't see any of this all the time you were like,
I know.
People don't, I feel like you're not being honest with your letter. I feel like there were probably a lot of red flags.
That's quite possible. That's common in relationships where, you know, you move in, then you start to see the true colors. Yeah.
Yeah. If you live apart, there's no doubt that you have time to yourself and your space is your own. And when you get together, you're in your best place, possible place. And then you live with someone and man, and especially because he works there too.
Yeah. Maybe you should move back out and stay together and just not live together. That might be a solution. They were getting along then. I mean, not all couples have to live together. I have friends in England who they live together and then they divorced, lived apart. Now they're back together, but living apart. And they
Dude, name
that.
Calling though?
Well, you know, he's probably been treated that way as a child, and he's acting out.
Well, it comes from somewhere.
Yeah. So there's a way to work it out. There is. She could move out, live with a friend, do a bit of couple. If it's important enough, couples counseling, then move back in. A bit of counseling would probably help. She might, if she's afraid of her physical life, if she's afraid he's going to take a swing at her, then of course she has to move out immediately.
Well, I mean, you know? I think that there are things that are sometimes more damaging even than, you know, physical. I mean, obviously, that's a good reason to leave, too. But,
yeah,
I mean,
course.
People get verbally abused and get put into these where they start to feel bad about themselves. And, like, there is something. I think that I have 1,000 red flags on this.
Yeah.
1,000.
The problem I
get
have
out of there.
Is that I don't really see it being an option for you to say, okay, you've crossed too many boundaries. We're going to break up, but I'm going to have to live out the lease. Like, I don't see
yeah,
you
impossible.
Living out the lease
no,
being
ridiculous.
An option. Like, mm-hmm. if he treats you this way when you're boning him.
Yeah, yeah.
How's he going to treat you when you've dumped him?
Yeah.
And you're still stuck in that same house and you have a dog there? God knows what that guy could be up to.
And yeah. he's there all the time.
And you drop something and at that point you're just a renter, really. You're just a tenant in a one bedroom. It's impossible. There's no way to remedy that situation by staying together.
Yeah, you guys need to find somebody to take over that lease or something. I don't know what the solution is, except that you can't be there anymore. That dude is bad news. And maybe you move out. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I hate to write a whole person off because they started yelling at you, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. You just know
I really
it
mean it, though. That's the thing I said earlier. I was kidding, but I really mean if you do move out, it doesn't mean you have to break up. It means you could move out.
So you were serious about that part.
Well, yes. Long term, though, what there's nothing
What's
for
the
them
point?
Here.
Although, right. beer on a leather, I have a leather sofa from Design Within Reach, and you know, beer is it's impossible.
It's fine. That's what leather sofas are for.
Yeah.
They're supposed
oh, the
to
smell,
get beat up.
Part of the patina.
You wipe it up.
Oh, the patina.
You wipe the goddamn thing up. Put a little Windex on it. It's fine.
It's
leather
talking.
Dries. It cracks. It's
no,
worthless.
No, it's not.
Live with it.
And what is this Design Within Reach? Like,
I'm just
what
saying.
Do you call it? What is that? Corinthian leather?
Well,
no.
I hope. I'd love
probably
Corinthian.
Not.
Design Within Reach is pretty nice. It's very like modern style
yeah,
furniture.
It's
and
nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just within reach if you are at a certain level.
And
it's not within reach of the common man.
Which I used to be before I was married. But anyway, I bought it. And then I've had people like spend the night on it. It's like, what are you doing? Get off of that. You
are
imprints.
You saying you had more money before you married?
Before I mean, when I was single, sure. I had more disposable income. I don't know if I had more money, but I had more money to spend on myself. Yeah, because there was just one of me.
You know, to keep buying orange backpacks and other presents.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. That was your fault, though. You made me.
You're crazy.
Yeah, you told me to. Did you? Were you the voice of my head?
I might have said, go ahead and buy him the orange backpack. He's whining about it. If you want him to stop whining, get it
for
him.
No, he's worth it. But that's what people like about being single when they divorce sometimes. They're like, wow, I have so much more time and money.
Yuzi, did you have any thoughts on this? Is she even in there? Is anyone in there?
Brennan?
Yes.
Oh, no. They're in there having their own conversation.
What are you talking about?
I saw everyone grab their headphones and put them back on.
Don't watch us. How can you see us from all this? Your eyes aren't what they used to be.
You can't even read the paper in front of you,
yeah.
Sarah.
I can see distance. I can't see right in front of you.
Do you have two sets of readers on right now?
So, Brent, I'm just saying, Brent's a bit of a dual personality. So, Brent, have you ever yelled at anybody or felt bad about something you said to a partner, a companion?
Absolutely, yeah. I've gotten arguments. I got one recently.
Tell us about that.
I came in, I expressed it to Human, and it was a weeknight, and I got really angry because she woke me up and asked me questions that it was late. And you know what I did? Because I got so fired up, I walked out. I went to In-N-Out.
Hey.
I was so pissed. I heard about this fight. Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you don't understand my schedule. And before I got any further, like with my temper, I was like,
well, you do have a baby sleeping.
Right. And so I left. I just went to, because In-N-Out's like,
and then he calls for
2 minutes away.
Do you want anything?
Hey, honey, do you
which
want
In-N-Out
you
want to?
Milbrae is an
I love it. We went to one in San Carlos after a gig, and there was a guy with a little white outfit on, a little white starched hat.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't know about that. And they take your order before you even pull up.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
But to answer your question, Scott, yes, I have had those moments. And I think in all those situations where you're being either verbally abused or if you're the person that feel like you're going to go crazy on somebody, you should just leave. If somebody's yelling at you, just bounce. Like, get up and leave at the situation. Maybe come back when you guys are more calm.
And that doesn't easily go away, just so you know. Mm. Like,
yes.
Yeah, they're 3 months in and he's
losing his mind over spilled beer.
And just calling her names, like, that doesn't seem... It's one thing to, I don't know, have a stressful day and maybe be upset, but to start calling people fucking idiots,
he doesn't want her there.
Lazy.
He's changed his mind already.
Right.
He thinks it's a bad idea. I agree.
I think so, too. I think he might...
I think there are boundaries, like, you know, if it was your responsibility to mail a particular bill and it never got there, and, ooh! Oh! Whoops! It's in the visor in my car, I forgot. And now you're sitting there in the dark and the electricity. Like, there are some real problems that...
Yeah.
But a tiny bit of spilled beer or a little pancake batter, those are teeny tiny little daily hurdles that shouldn't send him through the roof.
No, they are. I mean, honestly...
Is it okay for me to tell Essen to shut the fuck up? Because I do say it sometimes. I'm like, Essen, I'm working. Will you shut the fuck up? Is that bad?
Do you yell it?
No, I don't yell it.
Does he know what fuck means?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, every relationship's different, and they can tolerate different levels of intensity.
But I'm not verbally abusive, and I'm not physically threatening at all. So,
well, that's true.
Okay, well, thanks, Sarah.
I'd be scared of him. I mean, Jesus, I could go and you'd blow away.
Thank you.
To the wind.
Nicest thing you've ever said.
Yeah.
You want another one?
Yes.
Fairy dust. I'm fairy dust.
Are you guys listening? Do you have your headphones on?
Yes. Absolutely.
Fairy dust.
Right,
you wish.
I am seriously conflicted and I need some bad advice.
Here we go.
Especially from the parents on the show. Well, that's me and
Jim.
And Bryn. Not you, Scott.
And Bryn.
I've got nephews and nieces. Go on.
I'm 32. I just had my first baby who's now 5 months old. I've been back at work full time about 2 months. The problem is, I am absolutely miserable. I miss my little girl so much, and time so far has not made me feel any better. I seriously feel I've aged 10 years grinding on this problem. So here's the background. 7 years at my job. I work hard. I don't never been one to do anything outside the box, so the thought of quitting my job and being a stay-at-home mom really scares me. But we're in a place financially where this is an option. My husband would like me to continue working as he'd like to buy a larger house in the future. Currently, our daughter's staying in our room and has no room of her own because my father-in-law is living with us. Long story. My husband says I have a really good paying job with amazing benefits, so why give it all up? Part-time position is not an option, although this would be the ideal solution. I could pick up some per diem work as well if I decide to leave my job. Being a mommy's been so fulfilling to me in ways I never expected. It's truly been the joy of my life, and I'm scared it will be something I truly regret in the future. To sum it all up, should I continue working full-time and save to potentially buy that bigger house and to keep all the bennies I've accumulated in 7 years, or take 2 years off and spend it raising my daughter, which is what my heart desperately wants to do, but my husband says it will come at a cost. Help. Thank you, Secret Show Gang.
Oh, tough.
Well,
one.
Parents, you're up.
So hostile.
I know. God, please stop yelling at me. I want to break up.
He really thinks he's made some bad choices. I think, I don't know about these things, obviously.
My feeling... initially, just reading this, is clearly what you want to do is stop working and raise your daughter. Every decision that you make is going to come with some challenges, and you're miserable with the situation you currently have. So, and my other thought is, you know, yeah, okay, you want to save up, you want to buy a bigger place. It does suck that your father-in-law is living with you. Like, I don't know that story, but that sounds like that sucks. But the thing is, you work, you get a bigger house, now you get a bigger mortgage, and there's never going to be a time. Maybe you're going to have more than one kid. Like, you know, if you want to do this, then you figure out ways to make it work.
I'll tell you the way you make that work, too. The father-in-law is your ace card. So when you quit your job and your husband says, we need the money in order, you say, charge that fucker rent.
Mm-hmm.
There's your ace card. Amen. Now you're out of it.
Right.
Boom! Throw that down, grab your little pumpkin, and leave.
Well, leave the room.
Anyway, right, leave the room. Right. Well, yeah, for a fact.
You don't
fact,
have to leave.
I mean, no, you're not leaving
Sounds
the house.
Sounds like everything's okay.
Right.
Yeah, I do think, though, that for some people, like for me, I couldn't get out of the house fast enough. Like, I'm not a baby person at all. Mm-hmm. And as much as I enjoy my kids as they got older, I didn't feel like I was missing something. And my hours are such that I got plenty of my kid. For you, it sounds like you're really going to regret this. You're already regretting it. You're back at work and you're miserable. I think the choice here is obvious. But I don't want to screw your husband over by saying you should do it. I mean, obviously, you guys need to talk about it, but...
Yeah, but this is a child. I mean, come on. It's a rare experience, and it's the only time it's going to happen for her. And she can probably always go back to work and make the money they need.
Right, and she even says she can get some per diem work. And look, please, people work mom hours in
they
plenty
do,
of places.
All the time, yeah.
As long as you can be covered under your husband's job, I mean, it does suck to give up your benefits, but some things are worth giving up to have these experiences in life.
Well, and jobs mean different things to different people. Scott is a comedian and has toured the world behind it, and it's his thing, and it's him up mm-hmm. there on the marquee. If you're someone that works in an office
it
place
says,
and
right.
it's not your product and it's not your company and you really don't give an F, then you don't have the same passion for that job that, say, Sarah, morning show host of her own radio show.
Right.
So for you to be more invested in your kid, it sounds healthy.
Yes.
And like a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you have the luxury of affording, even if it's just to be that kid's mommy all the time, think about, you know, look, a couple years of that, then they get into, you know, nursery school and regular school. These years go by fast. I personally feel like she should do it.
Yeah, she's already regretting going back to work already. So just, you know.
I think another thing to think about before you sort of financially is, are you going to want another kid?
Right.
Because that's something to consider as well.
Right. And I don't know what you're paying for daycare or if your father-in-law is watching the kid and that's how he's paying his rent.
Probably, yeah.
Like, I'm not sure what that scenario is, but daycare is expensive too. You know, whatever you're making, offset it by that amount. You're only not making whatever the difference was between your salary and what the daycare costs.
I just mean sort of if you're looking at it short term and you go, all right, well, we're going to want a second kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to need to be on insurance for that process.
Right.
And then maybe I want to do maternity leave and get paid for that time. Maybe you want to say, I'll put in the 6 months here while I've got to. Then we'll get pregnant again. But at the end of that pregnancy, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the second kid. And I'm going to be home for both of them. Until they're
that's an interesting consideration.
It's just to talk
because like, it is expensive to have a baby. It just depends on what his insurance
it's
is.
It's a
like.
Conversation to have for
right.
sure.
Yeah,
or to consider.
All right,
that's
where
a lot
are we
of
at?
Planning.
That is a lot of planning. Boy,
well,
people's lives are very complicated.
Family planning, it's a thing.
I know. God, I swear to God, I'm so glad my kids are so old. Oh, the little kid thing just sounds exhausting.
Did you
to
and
me.
John have a plan for a second one? Did you? After you had Riley, were you thinking, yeah, we want another child?
Yeah.
It just happened.
Yeah, they hurried
it
up.
We wanted to. I was
purpose.
Like, let's make this happen. All right. Was already 32 when I had Riley, so
yeah,
it was time.
Yeah.
Oh, God, hard years. I don't envy you, but you get on the other side and fucking life is great.
I don't know.
I hope your girls are good when they're teenagers. Me and my brother were reliving our teenage years the other day. And he's like, I actually apologized to Mom. I'm like, yeah, me too.
Like, well,
we were just awful, awful teenagers. Really
angry,
cruel
oh,
to
really
my mom.
To her?
Yeah,
making fun of her.
I mean,
and
she
stuff.
Was a total bitch.
Right.
But just kidding, Mom. You were an angel, a saint. No, we were just. You know, I was particularly rotten to my mother. If I was rotten to everyone in my family, except my brother, we were always very close.
Oh, really?
And my dad, he was like a god to me.
Oh, so really, it's just your mom,
just
and
my
your
mom.
Sister, that
my
you
sister
were
and my
to.
Mom. Yeah, and I'm close
okay.
with them now. So I mean, I guess everything's okay.
All right.
But yeah, I hope you don't get that in the teenagers. You know, as the dad, you might get less of it. It's usually girls and their moms. And it's hard because you just love your kids so much and you just want to love them and you just want them to love you. And it is quite difficult.
Look, there's a lot of issues that all people should have to have these conversations. I had these with my missus for sure. And I was telling her, look, I'm in radio and I don't know how much longer it's going to go. And I'm happy to,
20 more years.
To continue to do it. I love doing radio. But the truth is, you know, you're having babies with a 50-year-old guy. Like, I don't know that that's your smartest play. Just warning you. Like, you really don't necessarily.
She wants to.
And so she did.
Right.
And you got a couple good
ones. But down the line, she may find herself leaving for work when I'm retired, and she may really resent me, and I'm just going to have to double bird her. Like, sorry.
I told you.
We had this conversation. Bye.
She'll be all right, though, because your kids will be old enough at that.
Yeah,
point.
Okay. You'll be looking after
I
them.
Hope that that's true. But that really is how that's going to... I mean, we've had to discuss all these things.
This will be fun. Call me when she leaves and we'll talk. So, she's really mad today, huh?
I don't know what to say.
Well, kick back in your rocking chair, old man.
Right. Well, with any luck, I'll still be able to go surf.
Oh. Nice. Call me after that, then.
I'm working on keeping those hips limber.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Do you know any special yoga moves?
I do, yeah. Hips are a big thing for men. Sure. I'm tight-hipped myself.
Pigeon. Pigeon's a good one. Painful.
I can help you stretch.
See? You say that all the time, Brent, and then I ask you to.
I'll do it right now. Let's do it in the lounge after the show.
Why don't we do it right now on the show? Why don't you stretch Vinny out? I mean,
no, not me.
No. It's because we're on the air. It's not the right
My hips are so limber, I'm good.
Can you do full Padmasan?
What's Padmasan?
Can you do this?
Why are you? Yes.
Well, birds of paradise.
You're squatting like a poop. Yes, I can do that. Can you?
You cannot.
Yes, I can. But can you do?
Scott, can you do birds of paradise?
I don't know which one that is, Brent. I'd like to see you do it though.
It's the one where you pick your leg up to the side and lift it up.
That's right, Sarah. Show them how
Boy,
to do it.
How are I we just falling short of masculine as these two compete here against bird of paradise
it sounds
pose?
Sweet, though.
It doesn't sound very strong.
It's hard to do.
Get in here and do it. Show them what it is. Come on, Brittany. You know you want to. I'm gonna take a video of it.
Oh, do it. We'll post this today.
I said, I'm always amazed by people that have more than one child and make it work.
I will post this.
We're always like, wow.
It's good.
They joined the military or something. It's incredible. It's like getting a law degree. We're really impressed by you guys that can do that. Seriously.
Well, I don't think that everybody can do it.
Yeah.
And I think that it breaks people up all the time.
Oh, really?
All right, Brittany, stand right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do Bird of Paradise. Scott, do you want to stand next to him?
Oh, all right.
What is that? You got your own vape now?
Oh, you didn't know for weeks now.
When did you switch to yellow?
I didn't. I got him a flavor. I got him like a pack.
Go ahead. Let me all right, so you gotta start in warrior.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You reach underneath like this.
Oh, yeah.
And then you stand up, right? And then you bring it up.
Wow. Oh my god, dude!
Do that.
I've never tried that.
Do it again and face me.
I just did it!
Do it again and face
my
me.
My arm hurts.
Really good though, Brent.
Thank you.
That's gonna be a boring video.
Oh. Yeah. Well, do it. Let's watch Scott do it now, and then at least that'll.
I mean, I might be able to, but I can't. I'm not gonna try right now.
Oh. Why?
Oh, I might be able to.
I mean, I can do. I can do, right?
Right.
And then you go like this. Is that what you did? And then like behind you?
No. So your left leg's forward. Your left hand goes between your legs.
Oh, here.
Oh, yeah. Right,
and then this?
Yeah.
Now step your
grab
right
your
leg
hands.
Forward.
Yeah. Yeah. Now step forward.
Step your right leg forward.
Uh-huh.
All the way.
There you
what?
Go.
No, I'm not. I can't.
And then lift up.
You're mine. That's great. You're
I'm going to post both of those.
All right.
Yay.
All right. Have a great day, everybody.
All right.
We'll have a classic for later this week.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Human. All
right. I want you to go to yoga with me. Because we just have to have that in yoga sometime.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
I'm down. Sounds fun.
I go like three times a week.